I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. No one thinks that China is going to become the next Tunisia or Egypt or Bahrain, but Chinese authorities are taking no chances. More than 100 activists were taken away by police, confined to their homes, or reported missing over this past weekend. The Chinese government is limiting media reports about unrest in the Middle East, and police dispersed small groups of people yesterday after an internet message tried to provoke what activists are calling a Jasmine Revolution in China. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in Beijing. To what extent are activists there in China being inspired by what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, first of all, it's a fairly small number of activists who showed up in the 13 cities where protests had been called for. And secondly, what they were calling for was jobs, housing, fairness. So they weren't calling for an overthrow of government. They were just calling for the government to do a better job. But I think it is safe to say that those who are already interested in issues like free speech and democracy have been paying attention to what's been going on in the Middle East, have been following it by going through proxies on the internet. And a few of those people were among those who showed up at the scenes over the weekend.
So somehow people are getting information despite the Chinese government's efforts at blocking anything that has to do with the Middle East. Exactly what's the government doing?
Well, so you have to remember there are 450 million people online right now. There are more than 800 million people in China who have mobile phones and through their mobile phones have some access to the internet. And in recent days, leaders have discussed, okay, well, what do we do in the face of what we've seen that's happened in the Middle East? And we got a hint of what they feel they need to do in a speech that President Hu Jintao gave on Saturday, where he said, we need to really strengthen control of information on the internet, we need to regulate the virtual society that the internet has given rise to, and we need to guide public opinion so that it goes in more healthy directions.
But how do they enforce that, Mary Kay? It sounds like a major publicity/propaganda campaign.
Well, there's already considerable control of the internet, and basically the word has just gone down, you know, tighten it even more. For instance, something as simple as the word jasmine in Chinese, mo li hua. If you put it in Chinese in an internet search engine over the past few days, you get blocked, which is, you know, sort of funny because jasmine tea is one of the more popular kinds of tea in China, but put that in and you'll get blocked as well. Phone calls get cut off when you start talking about sensitive subjects. Various things like that. Just the monitoring that's always there in the background has just become more vigilant.
Mary Kay, it's not just the information that the government's trying to control there. It's also people and certain people in particular.
Certainly, the government's always concerned about dissidents and more recently about human rights lawyers who have been trying to use China's constitution and its own laws to hold the government to account. In recent days, several of these lawyers gathered to try to figure out how to help a colleague of theirs, Chen Guangchang, who stood up for women who were forced into having late-term abortions. He's being held under illegal house arrest. Several of those lawyers have been detained or put under house arrest. Two of them are missing. One is Zhang Tianyong. He was detained twice. First on Wednesday, he was beaten up, released, spoke about the fact that he was beaten up, was detained again on Saturday and hasn't been seen since.
Does the Chinese government have reason to feel vulnerable? Because unlike in some of the dictatorships or authoritarian regimes in the Middle East, the government has evolved more than some of the other countries that have been in the news. It has sporadically relaxed rules, not only giving more freedom to the people, but also to the press.
Well, and not only that, but the Chinese government, although it has problems with corruption, although there are certainly areas where it falls down, has a huge cadre of technocrats who are pretty competent and who do get basic services delivered to the population. And as I found when I was walking around on the streets a week ago and just asking people, have you heard about what's happening in Egypt and Tunisia? What do you think? A lot of people said, you know, we're pretty happy with what we have here. Maybe, you know, governments like Egypt should have paid attention to what our government does and help the poor people. And they didn't seem like they were false comments that were given because I was a foreign correspondent. They seemed to be heartfelt sentiments. So it's kind of funny that members of the government, members of the party, feel this insecurity about how much it has the genuine support of the people and how much it can relax in the fact that it has delivered and it's stable.
Speaking to us from Beijing, the World's Mary Kay Magstead. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Lisa.